Hello there, Blind Geek Zone. This is Austin Pinto, and today we are going to do a quick review of Microsoft Office 2013. This is a Pro Plus version of Microsoft Office 2013, and I'm using NVDA latest snapshots. Now, I have done some podcasts a while back, and I'm not sure if at all I have uploaded that to Blind Geek Zone or if it has made it up to the website, but that was long time back when the website had not changed. Maybe if it has been accepted, you may find the podcast on the audio archives page, but anyway, there is no need to listen to those podcasts because that time MS Office 2013 was in beta or preview stage and all, so really there's no need to listen to those podcasts, but if you want to, you can obviously do. If it's there, I need to see that. From that time till now, a lot has changed with Microsoft Office 2013 and with NVDA. Now, I'm mainly going to focus, not mainly, I'm fully going to focus on Office 2013 with NVDA. Now, as I said, I'm using the snapshots of NVDA. Now, a note regarding snapshots is that snapshots are pre-beta version, so the code may have some bugs, although I have not found any of the bugs, but you may be careful while using it in a professional environment. MS Office 2013 actually is not officially tested with NVDA, but from what I can tell, it is a very accessible office with NVDA, almost 98% accessible. There are some bugs here and there. Now, I don't know if they are NVDA related or office related. I need to find that out, but there are bugs here and there, and I'm going to show you them. So, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to show you three things today. Is I'm going to take you a quick review on Word, PowerPoint and Excel 2013. Now, if anyone wants me to review more programs in this suite, you can contact me or comment on the podcast and I will do that. But for today, these three are going to be reviewed. Now, my guess is if you want the ultimate experience with MS Office 2013 is that you use the latest snapshots. But the problem is you need to install them, because even if you make a portable copy of the snapshots, it will not be able to access the applications because there is some problem with the portable snapshots. It's not able to access the applications and things. So you need to install the snapshot. That can be a little risky, although it's stable. I'm using snapshots from almost a month now, and it is stable. At the most, it will crash and you need to restart NVDA, but that's not such a big problem. So once you get the snapshots installed, then it is accessible. So other than I wasting time talking, I would rather get into the podcast and show you what does MS Word look like for the first up. If you ask me, do you need to sign in to your Microsoft Office 2013 account, your Hotmail account, to use it with SkyDrive and all those things? Well, I would really say, at least at this point, do not sign in with your Hotmail account, because that will make the process very, very difficult if you want to save a file. And I'm going to show you what I mean with that. I'm going to save a file and I'm going to show you. Now, unfortunately for this podcast, I'm using eSpeak. I do not have any other alternatives left, because I need to purchase a vocalizer shortly, but for this one we'll be using eSpeak. So here we go. I'm going to enter the podcast straight away, and I'm going to keep my handheld recorder down. Now I don't know how this will work. If I hope you get to hear what I say and what the computer says. Let's see what happens. So here we go. I'm going to launch
Recycle bin 1.
MS Office 2013. Sorry, MS Word
2013. W-O-R-D. Desktop list, recycled in 1 of 31.
And it is coming up here. It takes some time to open, because I think it's signing in to your account every time you open Word. So it must have opened by now.
Desktop, Word,
yeah.
New grouping, now, featured grouping, blank document, link, blank document, alt, F, L.
You heard NVDA saying new grouping. In the new grouping, you have, it's like a list of document templates that you can choose from. So you have blank document.
Welcome to Word, link, welcome to Word, alt,
you have
F,
this thing M1. Called welcome to Word. I think it's a type of a tutorial type of thing.
Single spaced blank link, single spaced blank alt F.
You have a single spaced blank document. Now these all are templates. If you select one of these documents, it will open that type of a document and you need to fill in the details.
Blog post link, blog post alt F.
So you can even make a blog post from here itself. Now by blog post I mean a document that resembles a blog post, not an actual blog post.
Ion design blank link, ion design blank alt F.
Ion design, I don't know what this is, but these are all templates from what I can see. And we'll use one of these templates now itself.
Facet design blank link, facet design blank alt F, Z4. Report design blank link, report design blank alt F.
So really you can see the amount of different templates that you have in your hand to choose from. So really I think Microsoft has done a brilliant job, but some people, those who do not like Windows 8 may not like this, because it resembles Windows 8 start screen style and all. So maybe if you are one of those who do not like Windows 8, maybe you should go for a trial first. But I like it. Really, these are a lot of temples. Templates here that you can select from.
Gift certificate award link.
We are going to use the gift certificate award template. Let's see how this works. But I'm just going to see what more is there in here.
Birthday gift certificate link.
Wow.
Gift certificate alt.
So you have a real enormous bank of templates that you can select from.
Color block flyer link, color block flyer alt F, Z8. Certificate of achievement link, certificate of achievement alt F.
We'll use the certificate on achievement.
String flyer link, string flyer alt F, World's Best Award certificate link, World's Best Award certificate alt.
I don't know from where it gets these templates. Are these pre-installed, or it downloads them from the internet? Because I've signed into my Hotmail account, but I'm having problems with saving files. I'm going to show you these, but I must sign out of that account here.
Birthday invitations link, birthday invitations.
Yeah, I think should we use this one? Let's use one of these. Let's see what's
gift
there.
Certificate award link, gift certificate award alt F. Non-disclosure link, non-disclosure alt F. Music program link, music program alt F.
Now what's a music program?
Seasonal event flyer link. Seasonal event flyer alt. F Z G. Spring event flyer link. Contractor agreement link. Contractor agreement.
So you can make contractor agreements from here itself. I really commend Microsoft for all the work that they've put into Microsoft Office 2013. I don't know if this was available in 2010 and 2007. I think some templates were available, but not all these, at least.
Monthly photo calendar link, monthly photo calendar alt F. Annual report link, annual report alt
F. So you can make these documents, really.
Birthday certificate link, birthday certificate alt F. Newsletter link, newsletter alt F. Thank you card link, thank you card alt F.
Yeah, why don't we use this one? There are lots and lots of templates here. I'm not going to sit down all here wasting time going through all the templates in the podcast. To navigate this group, you can use the up and down arrow or the left and right arrow, and you can navigate through the group. Now, what more is there in this? The first is a new featured group. If you hit tab,
question from computer awareness have recently been introduced in most bank recruitment tech.
Now I have I had made a document for the banking exam and all. So this list is the most recently opened and the most recently saved document. So you can pick up one of the documents from here and just open that.
Open other documents link alt.
So you can open other documents. In Word 2007, you would click on the open dialog and you could open documents, but you can do this from here itself.
Search for online templates, edit alt F.
Yeah, you can even search for more online templates. I do not know what more templates do we require.
Start searching button, start searching alt.
You can start searching.
Suggested searches, grouping, letters link. Switch account link, switch your account. Featured grouping, blank document link, blank.
And welcome, a thank you card.
World's birthday gift, non-music season, spring, month, annual birth, newsletter, thank you card link, thank you card alt.
I'm opening this one. And let's see, how does it
template
come up?
Preview grouping, create button alt, F, C.
So there is a template preview pane come up here. From whatever capabilities I have, we can make out that there is a kind of a template on screen, but cannot do much. You can pin the template, and you can create. So we're going to create. Here we go. There's something going on here. And this is an in-depth review. So it may be a long podcast, it may be a long list of it may be a long series of podcasts, depending on what people ask for. I'm just going to review these three things today, and the rest, if anyone asks for more, they will get that. Now seems like the template has opened up. Let's see what's looks like
desktop word, like desktop word and word, new grouping template, desktop word, like word, new grouping template, preview grouping, back button.
Looks like this is not accessible for us.
Cancel button.
So
word, minimize button, moves the window out of the way. Maximize button makes the window full screen. Close button.
This is this part actually is not accessible for us, so nothing can be done about this.
A S D F.
Let's see if
spelling error asked.
Yeah, so I think what it has done now, it has opened up a document here. Let's see if
D H A N K space Y O U space F O R space N R S D E N R N G D O space N E space B O D C A S D. Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Let's see the font and all in this.
Style normal calibre 11 PT black line left.
I think it has opened a normal document. I don't know what it has done, but from the thing that I saw, maybe the template part has to be worked on by the NVDA developers. Now, since MS Office 2013 is not even being tested, the amount of accessibility is really good, but some places they need to really work on. Okay. I'm going to now show you how to save a file and what are the difficulties that you are facing if you would sign in with your Word account. So I'm going to save this file.
Save as tab selected. Tell me more. Alt F A.
Now it's gone to the save as tab. Now if you would not sign into Word account, the Hotmail account through Word, it would just save as a normal save as dialog. But it has gone to the save as tab, and there is a tell me more link.
Austin Pinto SkyDrive tab selected. Austin Pinto SkyDrive.
Now there is Austin Pinto SkyDrive, which is my SkyDrive account.
Pick a folder grouping documents button https://d.docs.live.net/ek85c85820 Austin Pinto SkyDrive button http browse button alt.
Given me a SkyDrive. Now if you hit the browse button here, you can save this file in a local computer, like in your e drive and things. So it isn't much hard, but you know, if you are a new person, you need to get a hang of this. And just for the sake of this, I'm going to just select Austin Pinto's SkyDrive. And it is uploading the file to my SkyDrive, I guess. Let's see. This dialog is in accessible also.
Document desktop Microsoft Word dialog contacting the server for information.
Yeah, it is contacting the server.
Microsoft Word dialog contacting the server for information. Cancel.
It is contacting the server for information. Let's see what we get. Do we get a response or is it failing? So if you want to actually save your files to your local hard drive.
Microsoft Word dialog, sorry, we couldn't open HTTP.
Yeah, I think because my Wi-Fi has logged out. Anyway, you have got the hangout of how to save a file. If you want to save a file locally, you would hit the browse button and select the drive and enter the file name. It would be a save as dialog then, a standard save as dialog, which you see on MS Office 2010 and below. So if you want to save on SkyDrive, you can. If you want to save on your local hard drive also, you can. It is a bit difficult for new people. First up, even I was very, very confused, but then I, you know, took a little time to get a hang of this, and then I got used to it. So we have finished looking at Word. Let's just take a look at the ribbons that you will get in the
desktop
Word. Even this has so now you have seen that, you know, it could not open the SkyDrive account. So what it has given me is, it has given me a standard save as dialog by default. So that's a good thing, but I don't want to save this file, so I'm going to hit the escape key. I'm going to hit escape to this also. I'm going to close this and I'm going to hit no. Okay, so we are out of Word here, and we are going to now preview Microsoft Excel. So let's do it.
Startups list of search. Search box grouping. Search box edit F-E-X. Search box grouping. Search box edit X. Search apps list apps. All apps list of programs in this new grouping. File Explorer 01 column 1. Excel 2013 row 2 column 1.
And Excel 2013 is what we want, so we'll click on it. And it is opening up here. Looks like it may take some time here because I'm facing a bit of network problem getting connected and disconnected from time to time. So maybe this may just.
Desktop icon Excel. New grouping.
No, it has opened. Okay. So even in this Excel, we get. I think like Word, we get some templates. The first option is blank workbook, which is the standard workbook that you will find in Office 2010 and earlier. Then down if you go, you have
open up featured grouping blank.
No, there are no templates in this file, so there's just one option, featured workbook. So I'm going to hit the enter key.
Sheet 1 table and 1.
So you saw the speed at which a document opens. Really, the speed has also improved. So maybe let's type in here something.
2, 5, 6. Put 1 tab, 1 and 2, 2. Put 1 tab, control. Sheet 1 tab selected. Grid data, grid selected. Sheet 1 table, C1, 2, F2, 1, 3.
Okay, I've just typed in some random numbers here. Not going into a deep review of Excel because the formulas and the calculation is the same as Office 2010. So not much deep into this. I'm going to show you the accessibility of all this with NVDA. And the ding which you heard is because NVDA has done something. It's not crashed, but I don't know. So you can see the speed at which it navigates. So you see Excel isn't much accessible because I think NVDA has crashed here.
Task book one Excel sheet 1 table a 3 a 2 book
yeah.
1 tab control
and we had crashed there, so you can see it is responsive, and only there is a bug actually when you go through when you move your cursor on a cell which has data already entered into it. NVDA stops responding, so I need to really verify this with the developers here. And this is stopped responding. It has not crashed, but maybe it just stops responding.
Edit control A. Put 1 tab control. Sheet 1 tab selected. Grid data, grid
so
selected.
This is a bug in NVDA, which I need to get it to the developers. Okay, so MS Excel, from what I can guess, has a lot of bugs with NVDA. It kind of isn't accessible that much. So if you want to use a lot of Excel, I would suggest you stick to Office 2010 or earlier. But at least for now, the Excel in MS Office 2013 isn't much accessible with NVDA. So then let's just wrap up the review of Excel here itself. The review ended unabruptly because of NVDA's inaccessibility. Let's go into PowerPoint. NVDA 2013.1 has done some changes in PowerPoint, as if 2012 did not read much in PowerPoint slides and all. 2013.1 is reading slides and things, from what I am told in the release notes. In 2010 also I tried Office 2010. It was reading the slide areas. And let's try 2013. What do we get? So I'm going to open PowerPoint here. Pretty quickly. No, I don't want to save. The save dialog in Excel, Word, PowerPoint, and I believe all the other programs of Office are the same. So you don't need to worry about that all that much. Maybe they may be a little here and there, but it's almost the same.
List of program. Search box grouping. Search box edit.
I'm just typing PO here.
Search apps,
to get
all
that.
Apps list of programs in this new grouping. PowerPoint 2013 row 1 column 1.
I'm going to hit enter on PowerPoint.
Unknown.
And this should take a little time, although it's opening up pretty quickly. Because it.
Desktop PowerPoint. New grouping. Featured grouping.
So you would see all the programs that we are going to review has this new grouping thing in Microsoft Office, which is pretty neat. You know, what used to happen earlier is, as you used to open up a program, there used to be a blank document opened, and if you would want to open recently saved files or recently opened files, you need to go to the menus or ribbons to do this. But this is a kind of a neat way of doing it. It's like each program in the suite has its own desktop, as if like a computer. It just does not open a blank document, which I really like in MS Office 2013. So let's see what's in here. Although I've not used any of this program all that much, I've used Word, but PowerPoint and Excel I have not used. Oh yeah, I remembered another bug with Microsoft Word 2013, and I'm going to go back to Word and show you this for NVDA. But first we'll take a look at PowerPoint. So we have the new blank presentation as the first option. And then we have no, the templates. We do not have anything. So
open other presentations, link alt.
Now, as I have never used the program, there are no saved documents or recently opened documents. It's given me the link to open other presentations. So I don't want to do that. I'm going
to templates and themes edit all. New group,
go to the
accounting. Featured grouping.
Blank presentation. Now, if you are connected to your network, maybe Wi-Fi or something, you may get templates in these programs. I do not know about that, but at least for now, I do not have any templates in the window. Let's see what a blank presentation does. I'm going to make a simple presentation if PowerPoint is accessible. I've clicked on the blank presentation link. And let's see what we get in store for us.
Desktop presentation 1 PowerPoint slide 1.
Okay, from what I can see from first hand, NVDA is reading the slide numbers and things, which is good. Let's see.
Title text box graphic.
Oh yeah, it's very very accessible.
Text box graphic selected.
Text box
title text box graphic selected.
I think title and body. I think
title
so.
Text box Let's graphic see. Selected. A space D E M O space O R R F space B B D space 2013 space D A T H space N V D A.
Now this is
title text box.
Another problem here.
Title text box. Title.
What you need to
text
do?
Text box graphic
okay.
selected. Title text box graphic selected.
I don't know what's happened
box.
Here.
Title text box. A.
So NVDA also isn't much.
Text box.
accessible in the PowerPoint presentation because it does not read what we type. And my bet is, let's maybe I can see Excel and PowerPoint using Narrator. Wow, this is another good idea. Let's just take a look if this screen reader supports MS Office 2013's program. NVIDIA supports Word very well, so I don't want to see Word. I want to see PowerPoint and Excel. So what I'm going to do now is, the NVIDIA is not supporting PowerPoint 2013. It does not read what we type in the boxes, and it's not much responsive. So I'm going to go back to Word and show you that another bug which NVIDIA has, which I have spoken to the developers already. And let's see, it's actually not a bug, but it's a kind of a change. But I reckoned that NVIDIA should have some solution to overcome it. It's not a bug actually, it's a change, I believe. Let's see. What has happened? Has NVIDIA crashed? I think so. Because now
taskbar, word. Blank word.
I think something has happened here.
Run dialog, desktop list, recycled in 1 of 31. Desktop word, new grouping, new
I think Microsoft had crashed, so it had opened a document. I don't know what it did, but something had happened there. So I'm going to make a blank document here.
Document 1, Microsoft Word document,
okay.
Edit multi-line.
What I'm going to do now is I'm just going to, misspell some things here and there and not use the proper grammar and all things. I'm going to just do that.
I space A-L space H-O-P-E space Y-O-U space A-L space A A-R space F-R-N-E space I space A-M space A-L space O W-F-O space F-I-N-E.
Okay, I'm just going to, I've just written a sentence here.
Although you are not fine, I am also fine.
You heard that also, I read also, I just wrote. So, to check your spellings, you need to use the same F7 keystroke. But what happens now is, let me show you.
Microsoft Word dialog spelling and grammar check complete. You're good to go. OK button.
How did it do that?
Space document.
I think so. It has
spelling error. Although you're not fine, I'm also fine.
Yeah, now it's showing spelling error. Let's see what happens.
Proofing toolbar.
Now it has brought up the proofing toolbar, and I think what happened was when I typed hi, it did some auto correction on it, which is good. But let's see what happens.
Ignore all button G.
So there is the ignore all.
Add button A.
Add is add to dictionary.
List I.
So you know what happens now, it is not a list of the words that you have spelled wrong. This is suggestions. So these are the suggestions for the right word. You cannot see the misspelled word. Now that is a big problem, especially if you are a person from India, let's say, or from some country where names of places or names of person are not in the Microsoft Office dictionary. Then you are going to have serious problem, because it will just give you suggestions and will not tell you that you have misspelled this. So you would not know whether this is the actual word which you want to change, or is the name of the person right, or you won't know that. So that is a real severe thing. I think NVDA should, if this is a change from Microsoft, NVDA maybe should find out some way of getting over this, showing us the word that we have misspelled. Now here it says spelling error, but sometimes it does not even say that. Now because I didn't capitalize I, which is a grammatical mistake, but had I done some spelling mistake, it would not have given me that error, spelling error option there. So you need to be careful a little when you check your spellings here. So that's one, I think it's a change or it's a bug, I don't know what it is. From what I can see, I think Microsoft has changed the layout of their proofing toolbar. So that's all I want to show you in Word. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to just launch NVDA here, sorry, Narrator here, and let's see if we can take a look at MS Excel and MS PowerPoint with Narrator.
Save button, don't set space. Desktop list, recycle. EFOM Access Center. Unavailable.
And I've given the command for Narrator to start.
Starting Narrator.
And here we go. And I need to quit
window.
NVDA here.
Ease of Access Center window.
Okay, so close the Ease of Access Center. Now, unfortunately, this volume
tap.
Of
Narrator settings, navigation, voice, change.
The volume is, I think, a
voice.
Bit slow. So
change the speed. Tap. Tap. Tap.
I think the volume is a bit low, so I think you need to adjust here. I hope you can hear. I'm going to launch MS Excel here.
Windows, Start menu, Pane, File Explorer and other results. File Excel 2013
yeah.
Found.
So I'm going to hit Enter on Excel 2013.
Enter.
And it will take some time to open up here. It must have opened by now.
Tap. Tap.
I don't know why is NVDA not, Narrator not focusing on the window.
Tap. Tap. Excel window.
Yeah.
Focus on open other blank workbook. Hyperlink.
So there's a blank workbook hyperlink, as
blank
it said.
Down arrow.
And so we need to click on this by hitting enter.
Enter.
And just wait.
Grid. Grid active cell. B1. Grid active cell.
Wow.
B1.
So what a responsive it is. Really, it's a very, very accessible software with Narrator. And really, I should say Narrator is now a very brilliant screen reader. I should say that because first, actually in Windows 7, Windows XP, Narrator did not support Office. It must have supported Word, but not at least Excel and PowerPoint, all that great. But now, really, it's done a commendable job by supporting MS Excel 2013, as we are seeing. Let's find out, but let's enter some random numbers and see how accessible it is.
Grid active cell A1.
I'm going to hit some numbers here.
1, 4, 3. Grid active cell B1. 4, 4, 5. Grid active cell C1 7 8 5.
Okay, so I just typed in some random numbers here and I'm going to hit the left arrow.
R445 B1.
Wow.
143 A1.
R445, I did a little typo there, but you could see the responsiveness.
67685, C1. Grid. Contains 18 columns and 26 rows. Active cell, C2.
I should really commend them for making such a brilliant screen reader, I should say. The MS Office Excel, if you are using, is accessible, but you should be on Windows 8 and you should use Narrator, because NVDA isn't quite responsive on MS Excel, MS PowerPoint. For Word, it is the best program, but it has a very minor bug, which I showed you the proofreading. But you need to be real careful when you check your spellings. Let's just take a quick look at MS PowerPoint before I wrap this one up. Maybe I may make a presentation of 3 or 4 slides, and then we can just play up that
Microsoft
presentation
Excel.
Slow.
Focus on save button.
And do not save.
Don't save button. Enter.
So it's closed. Now I'm going to open the PowerPoint.
Window. Start menu. Pane. PowerPoint 2013 and other results found. PowerPoint 2013 and other results found. PowerPoint 2013 found.
Okay, I'm going to hit enter here. And we just wait for a sec here to open.
PowerPoint window, blank presentation, hyperlink.
So I'm going to hit on the blank presentation.
Enter, blank presentation.
So it has opened up pretty fast.
PowerPoint edit.
Yeah, it's
presentation 1, pane, focus, text box. Title text box, explorable
text. I should really show you that really NVDA is reading explore text and all those commands properly. Sorry, Narrator is reading those commands properly. So I'm going to write the title here. I'm just writing a bit fast. I'm going to read to you later.
Space. Space. G. Z. Tab.
Okay. Let's write
tab.
The text
tab.
Field here. Or.
A demo. One. A demo of PPT 2013 for VGZ. Tab.
Okay.
Backspace. Tab. Backspace, tab, backspace, B, G, Z.
Now when you write the title, you need to hit escape.
Escape.
And go to the
text box.
Text box.
Explorable text.
If you just do not go to the, you do not hit escape and you hit tab, you are entering the tab in the title box. So you would rather hit escape. I'm just going to make a simple presentation slide here. Hit escape again.
Title text box, explorable text. Text box, explorable text. Title text box, explorable text.
No, even this is
text,
not
title text box. Explore title text box. Explorable text.
Reading anything what we type in the title and the text box of PowerPoint 2013. So both these screen readers need to work with PowerPoint. But if you see Excel, it is accessible with a Narrator. Word is fully accessible with NVDA. So next time, maybe someone wants, I may try to do a review of all these three programs with JAWS. And also, if anyone wants me to do a review of some other programs that are included in the MS Office 2013 suite. Pro Plus, I will do a review on that.